You are listening to the Bugcast, episode 190.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
What a start that was.
Yes, that was a band called Croxing, C-R-O-X-I-N-G, with Upside Down, from Vicenza in Italy. They're a hybrid between post-rock tradition of the 70s and hard rock metal. And their album, Not the Same Soup, was well received. Now, they were formed from like 2003 or something, and they did something in 2005, 2006. But their URL, croxing.org, was a expired domain.
Ah.
So I wonder if they're still current or not.
It's possible, yes.
But anyway, they were sourced from Jamendo, and yeah, they have quite a few tracks on there. They all look quite good. Looks like it's a four-piece band.
Right. Excellent. Well, that was a very good start anyway. It was a rather good track. Excuse me. Well, welcome one and all. This is the Bugcast episode 190, only 10 away from the big 200. Quick reminder to call out to anybody who wants to let us know what their favourite track has been over the last 4 years to drop us an email and let us know what it is. And if you have the ability to record audio, then please do record us a little segment to say why you like that track. Anyway, I hope you're all well. It's been a mixed bag of wellness and non-wellness in this house over the last few days, but we'll tell you all about that later on. We do have some fantastic music, as we always do. That's one thing you can rely on for this show, I think. Yeah, we're going to crack straight on. This track is by In Isolation, and it's called Virus.
This is Tori, and you're listening to Dave and Carolyn on the Bugcast at thebugcast.org.
Was Mob with She's Rolling Again.
That was interesting.
Do you know, I can't remember if they're the ones that I found by searching for weird or rock.
It would make sense if you had.
Yes. They're from Saint Brice in France. Source from Jamendo. Didn't seem to find... Oh, there is a website. zikpot.fr/artiste-mob.
Well, obviously, the links will be in the show notes at thebugcast.org.
Everything was in French, so I had to translate, but mob, or music uncomplicated, doesn't know why he makes songs, but he does it all himself, and his songs are totally uninhibited. And a little bit quirky.
Yes, very quirky, you could say.
But I quite liked it. It was different.
Excuse me. Yes, it was, and it was good. I really enjoyed it. It was it was a bit, I suppose the diplomatic term would be cyclic. Other people would say repetitive. It did kind of repeat itself towards the end. But no, it was a good track. It was
She's rolling again.
Of course. Yeah, on and on and on and on. Yeah.
And on and on. And on and on and on and on.
And before that, you had In Isolation with Virus. Now, we played In Isolation a few shows ago, their track The Wrong Girl. The reason we played this one is episode 131 of the Made in the UK show is going live this Sunday. And what we had to do is we had to go back and choose a track that had been submitted in the last 4 years of the Made in the UK show by somebody else. And as I was going back and looking through the archives of all the previous shows, a couple of tracks jumped out at me, but not particularly many that I would have said were my favourites. And I saw this track by In Isolation from episode 108, I think it was, of the Made in the UK show. And I thought, well, I like In Isolation, so I'm going to pick this track. But it occurred to me we hadn't actually played it on the show before, which is why I played it on this week's show, to get it in before the Made in the UK show comes out. So anyway, if you want to find out more about In Isolation, you can find them at inisolation.co.uk. They're from Nottingham in the UK. Now, the thing that draws me to this band is the vocal style of the lead singer. Very clear, very quirky in its own way. But that particular track had very, very strong early Spandau Ballet sounds to it. Mm. As in Chart Number One, for example, which is one of their hits back in the early 80s. they described themselves as taking the best aspects of new wave, post-punk and contemporary 80s indie and weaving it recklessly around four disparate personalities to forge a unique and stark sound for the post-noughties. So there you go. Well, so I've done my bit about Made in the UK 131, so don't need to mention that again. Welcome everybody who's in the chat room. We do have a good number of people in there at the moment. It's always good to see you. If you are listening live and you're not in the chat room, please do come and join us. We're here at thebugcast.org/live. If you're listening to this on the podcast version, 9:30 on a Friday evening, UK time, is when you can find us broadcasting live. Please do come along. You would be very, very welcome indeed. Right, my darling wife, my darling married for 10 years wife, would you please tell us who's in the chat room this evening?
Yes. Yes, I will. Me and you, obviously.
Sorry, took a bit.
Crazy B, Andy, who was at our wedding, by the way, people.
He was.
Kevi, Lainey, Maloki, Meow, Moggers87 and Paul S. And we did have Darren in and we did have Jorvik in, but they seem to be having some connection issues.
Yeah, there seems to be a lot of connectivity issues going around at the moment, even in this house for some unknown reason.
Yes.
But hey-ho. Well, welcome everybody. It's really good to have you live and on board here this evening. So, yes, it is, or it was yesterday, Caroline and mine, 10 years at a wedding anniversary. And we decided to celebrate in style. We really pushed the boat out. There were no limits whatsoever. So we decided to recreate our first date.
Yes.
When we first met on the...
We almost recreated the first date because I wasn't working at a cut price supermarket and we didn't go to the castle.
Oh, I forgot about the castle. Oh, you put me in the stocks, didn't you? But... No, we went to Valleys Entertainment in Sheffield, and we watched a film, which we didn't actually get around to doing on our first date because there was nothing we wanted to watch. We went to the bowling alley and had a couple of games of bowling, and we went to Frankie and Benny's, which is where we had our first date, that actual one.
Yeah. The film we went to see was New Year's Eve, which was actually quite good.
I
liked it.
Really enjoyed it. I got some hints from Tinterwebs when I'd posted that we were watching the film. And I made a comment the fact that there was only 13 people in a 525-seater cinema screen. And I got a response back saying that the film itself had actually been slated. And I can't understand why the film would have been slated, because it was extremely good. But there again, history has shown that a lot of the films that we like, no one else does. So I'm not quite sure why that would have happened that way. But no, it is a good film. If you haven't seen it already, if you liked, what did I say? Love Actually. Then you will really enjoy New Year's Eve. but also, didn't you say it was a not a sequel to, but almost like a follow-on from Valentine's Day?
Yes.
Did we discover whether it was the same production company or not?
Well, Dave, the fact that the pregnant girl in the current film, in the outtakes, has twins and it's two copies of Valentine's Day.
Yes, I know, but DVD. it might just have been a spoof dig.
It's somebody called, is it Gary Marshall?
Yes, he was the producer.
Or director.
Or director, or both.
Or writer.
Mm.
So Valentine's Day was by, drum roll please.
Hang on, can I go and get it?
Gary Marshall,
there you go.
We've quite a few of the same cast, but obviously in different roles.
Yes, Kevy's just asked in the chat room what kind of film it is. Lainey said, rom-com, I think. Kevy went, oh no.
It is kind of rom-com, but it's got more than that. It's basically a conglomeration.
It's deeper than your typical shallow rom-com.
It's got a conglomeration of different stories.
Did you swallow a thesaurus?
Yeah. And some of the stories are lovey-dovey. Some of them are a bit more heart-rending. Mm-hmm. Some of them are just plain funny. So there's a bit of something for everyone. You've got, let's think, you've got two pregnant couples trying to be the first to have a child on New Year's Day,
yep,
because that means that they'd win some money. So there's a bit of a competition there. That's purely the comedy aspect. Mm. But there is a little bit of an endearing bit towards the end of that storyline.
Yes. Yes, there is.
Then you've got...
I missed that.
Yeah,
I didn't mean to do that.
Then there's the heartbreaking thing. You've got Robert De Niro's character.
Yes.
Terminally ill, quite badly. Mm-hmm. Doesn't look like he's going to last very much longer.
But there was something he wanted to do.
But there was something he needed to do.
Yeah.
So that was the heart-rendering thing. But that linked to another thing, which was somebody who was running the... New York Square Times.
The Times Square ball drop.
Yes.
For those that know what that is.
And then there was a bloke who'd just seen his friends get married, who was trying to go to New York to meet up with someone who he'd met the previous year, who had a whole lot of trouble getting there. And that sort of linked up to the storyline. Mm-hmm. And then you've got Michelle Pfeiffer's character, who she'd been having quite a crappy time of life. She'd got some resolutions and she'd not done any. And she wants to do them. So she did a first one. She quit a job. And then she hired the young courier guy, who was quite friendly with her, to help her fulfil the wishes. And if he fulfills the wishes, she would give him these tickets to this hot party sort of thing.
Yeah.
And that was actually quite funny and endearing. And it made Michelle Pfeiffer look terribly old.
We're not convincing Kevy, by the way.
He's
still
chick
convinced
flicky.
That it's a chick
flick. Kevy, I am probably more of an action person than Dave, but I enjoyed it.
Well, I'm not an action film person at all. I'm a brain film. I like films that are deep, that require you to think.
Yes.
And while I wouldn't say that this film was anywhere near on probably the top of my thinking film list, which is going to be Magnolia, the whole convergence of storyline... plot path
helped
of New Year's Eve kept me enthralled, because if you have these, I mean, a lot of these romantic comedies are fairly shallow. Boy meets girl, boy annoys girl, girl goes away, boy looks for girl, they get together again and all's happy. And they managed to pad that out to 90 minutes. And there's not a lot you can do in 90 minutes to pad out that story. But when you have lots of them going at the same time, it's not so much this is what is happening. You're thinking in your head, what's going to happen? You're trying to preempt the story before it happens.
Yeah.
Only for it, the storyline to throw you a curveball that puts the whole thing off track to make you realize that you were completely wrong at the very beginning and that was the reason why. I've lost you now, haven't I?
No. But after that, after the meal, we were going to go see another film and we thought, the only things was, I thought it was a remake of The Thing, but it was actually a prequel of The
yes.
Thing. But I can't remember The Thing enough to have watched that. Plus, I really didn't feel in the mood for a gnarly horror film.
No.
Or something called Dream House, which was people move into a house that was haunted and there's all bits of murder and that. It's like not really your anniversary type fare. So we went to Meadowhall. We did a little bit of shopping. I got a couple of bits. Dave got a little bit. And then we went to HMV and we bought some DVDs. You bought a screwdriver set.
Oh, yes, from the pound shop.
Some blank CD cases for one of our present ideas. And I bought Twilight Saga Scenic game.
And the Twilight
Saga
Quadrilogy
set.
Book special edition white. Thingy.
Yeah. Shh. Anyway, then in HMV, we bought three films. We bought Scream 4, which, okay, yes, isn't romantic, but it's got a bit of comedy in it.
It was good, actually.
And Dave enjoyed it.
Yeah.
The Adjustment Bureau.
Brilliant film.
Which Dave enjoyed.
Really impressed.
And Four Lions, which... Four Lions, if people don't know about it, it's an uneasy comedy in as much as the subject matter isn't actually funny, but the way they portray it is.
You covered this in a previous show.
Yes. Four Lions is basically following a group of bumbling suicide bombers. And I know it sounds bad, but you have to watch it because it's one of those films where you watch it, you find parts where you're laughing, but afterwards you feel guilty for laughing and you start to analyse the bit and think how unfunny it was. But I think they would be intrigued by it.
When you'd you'd seen it and you come back and told me about it, I was really quite intrigued by it. So yeah, I do want to see it, definitely.
Cool.
I can't find the show that you spoke about the film because I haven't put it in the show notes.
Yeah, it was when I came back. I'd seen it with Steph.
That's right. Yeah,
because it's supposed to be in London around the London Marathon, but it was actually filmed in Sheffield.
Mm.
And they tried to make Sheffield look like London, but if you know Sheffield, it's like, I know where that is. Oh, I've seen that play. I know where that is. So there you go. So yes.
Well, there you go. Excuse me. I'm really sorry about this. I'm still, as you can probably hear, I'm still getting over the illness I had this time last week. And yeah, as I said, did I say it at the beginning of the show? I can't remember now. But we've had various other illnesses. I think Cara had already been unwell at the last time on the last week's show, but then Amy wasn't well this week either. And you've managed to escape so far, haven't you?
But please do not jinx it.
I have no intention of giving you anything because it's just
not going to give me anything.
Yes. No, it's very unusual. Stop it. It's very unusual for you to be the only one not to get an illness, when it's normally you're the only one to get an illness.
Yeah, but If I'm going to, I either want to not be ill at all, but if I have to be ill, I'd rather be ill sooner, get over it for Christmas than at Christmas, because that'd suck.
It would. It would suck rather badly. So, naughty no. Right. I need to get my notes back so I can work out exactly who it is we're going to be playing next. Right. This next track is by Crete Boom, and it's called The Spy in Blues.
Hello?
Right, listen very carefully. I'm going to make this quick. We've got the best of all your British music. And if you ever want to hear it again, go to madeintheukshow.co.uk and follow the instructions. And remember, no coppers if you ever want to hear your music again.
On a hill in the middle of town sits a little white church with a little white steeple. But none of the people go there anymore. On a hill in the middle of town sits a little white church with a little white steeple. But none of the people go there anymore. Go there anymore. And the bell still on Sunday, and the deacon he still prays. And if you listen carefully, you can still hear the choir sing Amazing Grace. On a hill in the middle of town sits a little white church with a little white steeple. But none of the people go there anymore. Go there anymore. Preacher, you can't save me. Put your Bible on a shelf. Preacher, you can't save me. 'Cause I've already saved myself. Town sits a little white church with a little white steeple, but none of the people go there anymore. On a hill in the middle of town sits a little white church with a little white steeple, but none of the people go there anymore. Go there anymore.
That was actually very beautiful.
That was extremely beautiful, but nothing less than I would expect from Stephen Dunstan.
Yes. Well, as Dave just said, that was Stephen Dunstan.
Nice little lead in there.
Little White Church. Stephen's from Seattle, and we have played him several times before. As well as a singer, he's a web designer, if I remember correctly. So he's sort of in our ilk.
I don't recall.
Yes. His website is stephendunstan.com. Sourced again from Jamendo. And that track was taken from his album, Hymns About Her, Advance, in brackets. So that's okay. The same album that had Gravity, which is one of my favourite songs of his as well.
Could it be the one that you nominate for episode 200?
Potentially, yes.
Potentially.
Baby, that's
Gravity.
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 Yes, he's got a lovely voice, though. Very nice. Very soothing. Very smooth. Mm.
Sorry, was that it?
Yes.
Sorry, I thought you had more to say. Right, before that, you heard Crete Boom with the Spying Blues. Excuse me. Crete Boom draw on their myriad influences from the world of folk, blues, jazz and pop to create a farrago, in the Zappa tradition. The first EP release is rooted in the soulful part of their repertoire, with a little bit of psychedelia sprinkled in for good measure. If you want to find out more, you can visit creteboom.com. That's CreteBoom.com. They are from Dublin in Ireland, and that track was obtained from the awesome Jamendo. Right. Excuse me, indeed. Okay. Now, the only thing I've actually got left on my list of things to talk about is a little bit of minor geekdom. But rather than being tech geek, it's music geek for a change. And I have a word for you, and it's cajon.
He bought a box that he sits on and taps. with a mouse mat, upside down mouse mat on the top.
You are such a cynic. It is unreal. But yes, I bought a box with an upside down mouse mat on the top. It's called a cajon or a Cajun. Not to be confused with cajones, which is something completely different.
Someone's got a big set of cojones.
Cojones, yes.
That was lying out of speed, by the way, not me telling my husband that he's got a big set of cojones. Not that he hasn't got a big set of cojones, and I'm going to show him now because I'm digging.
Hang on a second. yes, here it is. One spade. Now, I haven't really played it yet because it only arrived yesterday, and we spent most of yesterday out of the house doing anniversary celebratory type stuff, so I've not really had the opportunity to actually give the thing a good bashing yet. But I might do that tomorrow, which will be interesting because the kids haven't seen it yet, and I'm not quite sure how they're going to react to this blue box that makes noises when you tap it. I will put a YouTube video in the show notes and also in the chat room in a bit for you to basically have an idea of what a cajon is if you don't already know. But apparently, according to some people I've spoken to, it actually has South American origins. But it is literally just a box. If you can imagine a mini tea crate with a hole in the back, and you sit on it and you tap the front of it, and depending on where you tap it, you get different sounds out of it. And the one I've got actually has a set of an adjustable set of snares behind the front panel, which if you put the snares on, it sounds a bit like a snare drum. Not exactly like, as you would probably not expect it to, but it's quite interesting the different range of noises you can get out of this thing. And it is my intention that when am I officially getting this thing? Do I have it now or do I have to wait?
He's saying that because he wants to take it on Sunday to play.
No, I'm
technically it's not Christmas, but
I know.
But then he'll only cry if he doesn't.
No, I won't cry.
You will.
I won't.
You're not
cry.
Taking it on Christmas Eve for the bring your favourite toy thing that the kids do because you're not a kid.
Christmas Day.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yes, but I won't be. We're not doing music on Christmas Day anyway. Well, Louise is, but that's kind of her job, kind of thing. But yeah, what I'm going to do is I'm going to do some audio recordings of me playing said box, and I might, if I could be bothered to do it, set up a bit of video just to give you an idea of what the thing sounds like. I do have a microphone for it on its way, so I can do some proper recording with it. Just basically add to the family of instruments that we have in this house that don't get played. Although I intend to play this one. But yes, the purpose of getting this box was a compromise. Why do you look at me whenever I say this box? Apart from the fact I'm taking the Mickey out of
Although
it.
Although you don't realise the irony because you made it blue, which makes it look a little bit like the TARDIS.
It's totally the wrong colour to start with.
Right. Now look at our uncluttered room, and could you have fit a full drum kit in here?
This is exactly where I was going. It was a compromise between a full acoustic, which we never would have got in this room anyway, a full digital, which we probably would have done, but you would have moaned at me for. But instead, I have this box, which is probably about, I don't know, 2.5 foot tall and about 1.5 foot square. Top to bottom, and it's got its own bag, and it can be put in a cupboard somewhere when it's not being used. So all in all, it's a win-win situation. Don't shake your head at me, woman. What? What?
I'm not shaking my head. I'm just shaking my head at the fact that it is a box with a bit of a snarey thing inside it.
But it is a musical instrument. Yes, I could have got a cardboard box to do the same thing, but the cardboard box wouldn't last long. Oh, no. So now she's sticking her tongue out at me as if to say, I'm only joking. No. When she knows I've just backed her into a corner.
No.
What then?
I'm just saying,
you know.
The most.
Oh, okay. That sign means move on. So anyway, oh, I've just noticed Ro has joined the channel. So good evening, Ro.
Yeah, you told me to dig myself in, and because I was digging a hole.
Well, you were digging. Hang on, that was. What were you digging in? Oh, I don't know. I've given up now.
Cojones.
Oh yes.
Big cojones about
big cojones it being, about whether I had big
whether
cojones
it was in
not
speed and the not that I'm saying you haven't got big cojones, but blah 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 blah.
You just done it again.
No, I was paraphrasing to remind people what
yeah, yeah,
I did.
Yeah, whatever. Huh, right. Shall we have some more music? This is a group called Can't Stop the Daggers with a track called Go Driving Fast, although I wouldn't recommend that at all.
Hi, this is John from Canada, and when I'm not losing the game, I like to listen to the Bugcast.
That was Hungry Lucy with Fearful.
Mm.
From Cincinnati, we have played them several times before.
Bucket loads of
but
times.
But that one's from their album Glow, rather than Pulse of the Earth.
Pulse of the Earth with most of the stuff. Before. We have played some Glow tracks in the past, but quite some time ago.
Just to remind people, Hungry Lucy are Warren Harrison and Krista Bell. And they've been creating music as Hungry Lucy since 1998. And I chose that track because it was a little bit different from the other stuff that we've played of theirs, and I quite liked it.
Yeah, I did. It's a much more upbeat, less of the Portishead Massive Attack style, a bit more, upbeat.
It reminded me of a James Bond theme tune.
I was going to say The World Is Not Enough, but dun, that wasn't
dun,
the one.
Dun. There was a James Bond theme tune.
Oh,
that had
with the bring one that that was Moby.
No, older one.
I don't though. If it's the one I'm thinking of, I don't believe it was actually done as a film theme tune. It was a cover of the theme tune. And I think it was Moby.
No. The one that I'm thinking of, it wasn't a Melbourne, it was an older song.
Then I don't know.
No.
Anybody in the chat room come up with that one?
By the way, it was sourced from Jamendo and hungrylucy.com is their URL.
Awesome stuff. Okay.
The Living Daylights.
Da-da. That was Aha.
Yeah, but the... But the part of the Hungry Lucy music, the way the riffy type things reminded me. Dun dun, dun dun dun.
Yeah, I suppose. No, I don't get it.
I got it.
I have the track. We will play it later.
Yes.
Right. Next week there will be a show on the 23rd of December at 9:30 p.m. UK time will be episode number 191. There will also be a show the week after on Friday the 30th of December at the usual time. Another reminder that about episode 200, we would like to get your favourite tracks for the last 4 years. Drop us an email, send us an audio recording of why you like the track that you've chosen. Somebody asked in the chat room a short while ago, can they submit two tracks or more than one track? And I would say yes, but give them to us in an order. So put your first choice first and then any others that follow. If we do get a low number of submissions, then what we'll probably do is we'll start going into the second choices. Right. If you want to get in contact, you can do so by dropping an email to feedback@thebugcast.org. You can also look at the website at thebugcast.org for full information about how else you can get in contact. You'll also see in the show notes links to the artists and the sources where we obtain their music from, and loads of other stuff on there as well, which is definitely worth going to check out if you haven't done so already. Thebugcast.org. Do you have anything else, my darling?
No.
Then I think that is probably it.
You've got another song to play yet.
We do have another song to play, yes. We'll play our last song. This is Dan Brick with his track Discount Store.
Can't afford what I used to afford. I'm going to the discount store. Yeah, I'm going to the discount store. I'm going to the discount store. Yeah, I'm going to the discount store.
That was Dan Brick with Discount Store. Dan Brick writes and sings catchy, funny, sometimes confessional and frequently heartbreaking pop songs about love and, well, just about anything. Brick has garnered major critical and media notice and a steadily growing, insanely enthusiastic audience for his quirky, spellbinding songcraft. He has a healthy cult audience in Japan, where he toured to support his previous full-length record, Lover's Leap. Dan's new record, Pop Psychology, is available to buy now from his Bandcamp page at downloads.brick.com. That's BRYK.com. And the final quote from his website, he will break your heart if you'll let him. If you want to find out more, go to www.brick.com. And he's from New York City. So I hope you enjoyed the show this week. I think it was a good one.
Yes.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. Thank you. So thank you very much indeed, everybody, for listening. Thanks to everybody who's listening in the chat room and also live over on Butterflies Radio. Thank you to my lovely wife of 10 plus years. That's pretty much it. So we will see you next week.
Bye.
See ya.
Podcast submits its Creative Commons tracks to cchits.net, the site where you make the charts. If you have enjoyed these tracks, please vote for them using the links in the show notes. Or if you want to get even more involved, visit cchits.net.